I think the government has shown pretty good resolve. Today, the Attorney General came out very, very clearly that government will not condone any utterances that amount to hate speech, that cause public disaffection. And at the same time, the court today denied bail to a minister of government who is facing charges of hate speech in the Kenyan courts here. And so I think there is real resolve that we should stamp out a hate speech or politicians using any platform to make utterances that would cause public disaffection and foment a breach of the peace.
Some people are expressing concern that if a minister of state would make pronouncements that would be considered hate speech, then it brings to question whether the government has trained its own ministers to ensure that the country is united ahead of the election, you know, looking at what happened in 2007-2008.
I mean, that concern is genuine, and definitely Kenyans are justified in being very concerned when they see a minister of government engaging in practices that amount to fomenting a breach of the peace, using language that amounts to hate speech. And it's also true to say that every apple cart will not lack one or two rotten ones. But I do believe that government is demonstrating that it will not condone this kind of behavior. But perhaps Kenyans want to see more decisive action, like any time a government minister engages in anything like this, Kenyans want to see that that minister leaves office until the court clears the minister. And so definitely, personally, I do believe that we will be witnessing more decisive action, because this government itself is a child of conflict, because it was born out of the post-election crisis following the 2007 general elections. And I don't believe the president and the prime minister, who are the two principals in this government, would want to see a repeat of that horror scenario witnessed after the 2007 election. Certainly not.
In this case, how can Kenyans be reassured that public figures, ministers of state, use what Kenyans would say decent language that will unify the country rather than create confusion? What effort is the government putting in place that utterances do not occur ahead of the vote?
Old habits truly do die hard. Old habits truly die hard, and an environment that has previously condoned this kind of behavior, certainly it will take a lot of concerted effort to get it completely out of the system. But I believe we are making very decisive steps. We are taking very decisive steps. We have put in place very stringent laws on the whole matter of hate speech and the breach of the peace. We have put in place a commission responsible for enforcing that law. The language that you hear the Prime Minister as supervisor and coordinator of government functions using, the language that you hear the Attorney General using, is very strong language. And it's language that is sending out a very clear message that if you don't style up, then you have got no space on the political arena. Every minister holds office at the pleasure of the president, and I do believe that in his wisdom, the president will act appropriately. These ministers are arraigned in court today. And I do believe that the president certainly he will be considering the options available to him. And I have no doubt that the president will act appropriately. The president has previously relieved ministers found in similar situations of their responsibilities. And we have examples of ministers that have left office because of this. Let us also not speak as if we have no precedence of the president acting decisively on such cases. He has acted decisively in the past. I do believe that he shall act decisively in this case.